And as I mentioned before, I have a gentleman in front of me now who's obviously works with music because he's been bopping around to all the sounds I've had going in the background. I'd like to say a big welcome to Craig. He's a musical director and a composer and from Tasmania, but after spending part of a few years in Sydney, he's now located in the mid-north coast. But I do love reading, telling you a little bit more about this. And Craig is a beacon of creativity, crafting original music that resonates with audiences far and wide. With a passion for storytelling and a talent for weaving melodies, Craig M. Wood continues to captivate listeners with his soul-stirring compositions. How's about that for a welcome?
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's lovely to be here in this lovely room while it rains outside.
Yes, well, we need the rain. Craig, thank you so much for taking time out to come and speak with me this morning. Now, you've had some wonderful performances and things and with your career. Can you tell me a little bit about the things that you've done?
Sure. Well, I'll sum up the world in a few moments, but I started my career very early in avant-garde opera as a kid, doing kind of crazy performances in warehouses. And a particular favourite of mine, was performing in a show that had a 5-metre tall Tesla coil in it. Wow. So I started off doing very, very strange things, but then after a while decided I liked things with more melodies and more hummable tunes. So I moved into musical theatre, and I've worked in musical theatre and education all my life, and producing new works and creating opportunities for new artists has always been part of my oeuvre, I guess. And yeah, I've been up here in Wauchope for the last 2 or 3 years. I moved up around the COVID time and have loved being here in this community. And I have the pleasure and honour to lead a couple of the local community choirs, which are just filled with gorgeous, beautiful, wonderful people that make me very, very happy. And I decided it was time for me to do a little concert of my own stuff.
Excellent. So before we get to talk about this wonderful cabinet of curiosities, which is happening, but some of the groups that you work with is the Mosaic Choir here in Wauchope, Song Circle Women's Choir in Port Macquarie, and the Maclay Music Ensemble, and also singing with the Blue High Big Band.
Yes,
how do you find the all time to do all this?
I'm mostly a stay-at-home dad, so going out for a couple of hours every couple of days to spend some time making music with wonderful people is a lovely little diversion from the home things. Some days it feels like a lot, and some days it feels like not very much at all, but it's always fun, so pretty happy with that.
Excellent. So obviously it's a great diversion from looking after children.
Yes.
Although we can't say that children are good to play with, aren't they?
They're very different joys.
Yes, indeed. So I'm absolutely so eager to find out about the Cabinet of Curiosities.
All right. Well, I guess in some ways, so I've been up here 2 or 3 years and have been working with the musical community around the place. And in some ways, this is a retrospective show of all the things that I've done in the past, and also a little bit of an introduction at the same time. So I've invited some of my favourite singers around the place, including Sarah and Mark Morabito and Ian Castle and Penny Evans and my partner Ellis Wood, to come and make some fantastic harmonies. So it is very much a variety show of music. It's stylistically, you can expect a little bit of cabaret, a little bit of music theatre, a little bit of pop rock.